Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve Gems. Well, the last day of 2020. This has been a year that's been like no others. Don't remember a time in New York City here that everything would seem to be shut down. Everything just, I remember back in January of this year, you know, everyone was excited, people going about their business, people were doing their thing, and then all of a sudden everything was ground to a halt. Streets that were usually teeming with people were empty. People had to stay home because of this coronavirus pandemic. And a lot of things changed. You know, it was quiet, it was somber. But on another note, it was time to reassess our lives, what was important to us. Children were being taught by their parents, in some cases, or remotely from their schools. Some people, unfortunately, lost their jobs. Some people lost their livelihood, and many people have gotten ill from coronavirus. And sadly, many people have died. But I also look at this thing from a spiritual standpoint. I think what this crisis has shown is what's really important in our lives, what's really matters. The thing that I miss the most is just seeing all my friends from church, from some of the other groups that I'm involved in. And also, it's a time of spiritual renewal. I mentioned earlier that this, usually from Thanksgiving until through the new year, at the time of reflection. And this year we had a lot of time to reflect on things. What's really important? Changes that we need to make. One, I've seen the need now for a really great spiritual renewal in our country. You know, the country right now is divided between one side and another, left and the right, black and white. Native born, immigrants. I've never seen a country so divided in lives. People at each other's throats, culture wars. But what I think is, things had grounded to a halt, and then you actually see what's really out there. See all the homelessness. See all the people who've had to deal with things that they put off or they were forced to deal with. And I think that what this country needs right now is a spiritual renewal, a return to God, a return to some sense of morality, some sense of spirituality. And the only person that brings it is Jesus. Really important. So you're seeing it now, I think many people have seen that some of the things that they thought were important to them aren't really that important. I've heard many people say they miss being with their friends or their families. They miss they miss all the camaraderie with their coworkers. I can imagine how children feel not being able to see their classmates or their friends. And we all need to be connected to someone. You know, that when that connection is broken, you know, sometimes it can be devastating. Sometimes it'll affect people. The thing that I see is some people have gotten closer to God. Some people have maybe reconnected with their spirit. Maybe some people who were the ones connecting with some spirit, with God and the church, with some reality, maybe they drifted away from it, and now they've been renewed by it. My mom always used to say, no matter how far a person goes down, they never ever really stray away from their roots. And that is true, spiritual roots, you may have had it, maybe you've forgotten them, maybe you haven't practiced them in years, but there's going to come a time when everything is kind of taken away from you, or, it didn't bring you the happiness that you thought it would bring, and then it brings you back to that point, what's really important. And I just pray that 2021 will see a spiritual renewal in our country. So I just pray that just synagogues will be open very soon. But we can pray with God anywhere, in our bedrooms, in our closet, wherever we pray for renewal anywhere. This is where our country needs right now, because there are many issues that the country has to deal with, and only God can resolve a lot of things. God can take away the bitterness people feel. He can just take away the lower or left out. He can take away that depression. God can heal that broken body. God can heal people with illness, COVID, whatever illness that they have. Above all, God will give them eternal life. Persons, I see how important being connected with others is. I'm merciful that I have a spouse, but there are many people who don't have anybody, coupled with the fact that how society looks upon queer people. It makes it even harder. And how holidays can be very difficult for people who are in the LGBT, people who are senior citizens. But one thing I know, that God is always there. 16 years ago, I was lying in the hospital having a massive heart attack. And at my most crucial moment, I called out to God. God heard me. And His Spirit just filled the room that I was in. From that point on, I had no fear. I had to be all right. And when you call out to God, He'll listen to you. If you call out with a contrite heart, He'll listen to you. One verse I like to read with you. Instrumental in me becoming, asking Christ into my life. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That was a dark time in my life. I was going through spiritual struggles. I had heard the gospel earlier. I was under conviction at the time, in the name of the Lord. the word everyone, that was the key for me, because they said everyone, that means me. And so that night, I confessed to God all my sins. I asked Christ to come in my life and change, and he did. This was November 1972. And one thing I can say is God is still the same. Same God that he's still alive. He's still alive and he's still, you know, out there seeking and saving the lost. And this could be your night. This could be your night where you have, again, a new life. Not turning a chat, not turning a page, anything. You know, you have a change from within. And this is the time to be your night. You could be a new person right now. This moment. It doesn't matter who you are either. It doesn't matter who you are, whether you're straight, black, white, queer, trans, lesbian, gay, rich, poor, from a wealthy family or from a poor family. It doesn't matter to God. If God wants to give you eternal life, he can do it on this very night, the last day of 2020. And one final point on my account. I always begin the day on a positive note, and I go on my account, on my Facebook account. Why not start end this year on a positive account? Why not ask Jesus to come into your life and begin anew? That invitation is open now, right now. It's always been there. And it's a good opportunity to take advantage of it. Everyone, a happy new year, a prosperous new year, a wonderful new year spiritually, physically, emotionally. And just remember, God is with you no matter where you are. You know, we've had a gone through a tough time, but God is with us all the time. With us all the time. This is Genevieve's Gems, and I wish everyone a happy, blessed, spiritual new year. God bless you.